Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. What's going on, Joe?
How you doing this morning?
We're doing well, and four members of the Vanderbilt football team, four freshmen chosen for the all-freshman squad, and deservedly so, especially Chris Marr, who just had an outstanding year.
Oh, absolutely, Kevin. I think at the beginning of the year we might have thought that one or two of these guys would certainly be candidates for it. It's great to see four of them get it. Of course, Chris Marr is the one who got the most attention. He was one of the unanimous selections by the league coaches to the all-freshman team. Brandon Barden, who really became a very important part of the offense the second half of the season at tight end, made the list, as well as T.J. Greenstone, who played and alternated on the defensive line with Adam Smotherman all season long. And then Kyle Fisher, who was a starter on that young offensive line. So four all-freshman team members from Vanderbilt. And, you know, Chris was just super. Not single-handedly responsible, but certainly had some big plays. You remember that Ole Miss game when he had the play that pulled the ball out as it was going into the end zone and basically preserved the victory for Vanderbilt against Ole Miss. So he had a great season, and it's nice to have those young guys get the recognition they deserve.
Frank would love Brandon Barden. He has some of the best hands on the team.
Well, he made some catches down the stretch, and even in the Wake Forest game, you know, a pass thrown behind you, make a one-handed reception, then turn around and get the ball into the end zone. He did some very special things. And, you know, he wasn't really a tight end until he came to Vanderbilt and really began to develop there. So, and I was glad to see, and I know Frank was too, he really became a very big part of the offense in those last few games when the Commodores were struggling to move the football. They seemed a lot more confident in going to him on a regular basis.
You look at what Bobby's done this year, and I know we talked a little bit about it yesterday, and, you know, we can get on here every day and talk about what this team has, but, you know, let's also talk about what this team really didn't have, and that was any kind of a consistent running game, any kind of a consistent passing game, and yet he figured out a way to sort of MacGyver that offense up. You know, he and Ted Kane and everybody else, and you know, just sort of plug guys in. If it had to be Jamie Graham, if you know, if it had to be, you know, DJ Moore, if it had to be anybody on the roster to try to figure out a way to get some productivity out of that offense. They cleaned up, you know, the kicking game for most of the season. And you look at the job that this coaching staff has done trying to camouflage some of the negatives. It's really amazing that they're 6-6.
Oh, it really is. And I think that the people that lost faith in the team or kind of felt disappointment, you know, you kind of got caught up in which six games the team won. You know, they got off to such a great start and then down the stretch had their struggles. But the kicking game kind of went away a little bit at the end of the year, as you noticed, with the block punts, and that's an issue that I'm sure they're spending some time on as they get ready for the bowl game. But they really did. I thought the word for the offense was opportunistic in that a lot of times they took advantage of a very good defense, giving them great field position. And when they got in the red zone, they scored. I mean, they were very efficient. That was one of the big improvements in the team, is that when they got a scoring opportunity, they almost always took advantage of it. And that's you know, that's a credit to the coaching staff and to those guys that you said that stepped up in different positions. Jamie Graham, I think, and Kevin, you may chime on this too, by virtue of his performance in the Wake Forest game, I think Jamie has thrown himself now into the tailback mix. I don't think they're looking at him just as a wide receiver. I think he's got an opportunity not only for this bowl game, because Jared Hawkins is still questionable for this bowl game. I know there was some talk earlier. That's going to be probably a 50-50 proposition. I think Jamie's going to get a good long look at tailback because he showed a burst in that Wake Forest game that a lot of us had not seen and was very impressive for Coach Johnson.
And, Joe, I think in a lot of ways he's been one of the most exciting players on the team this season.
It's just something about him. He brings and people began to notice it in basketball. He just brings a toughness. He brings this aura about him that, you know, he's going to play hard. He's going to deliver the blow, even on, you know, whether he's on offense or defense. He's got quickness. He's got that quick first step, and he's willing to play anywhere. You know, he's returned kicks and returned punts, and he's done all those things. And he quickly became a fan favorite. And I think, as I said, I think he's now played himself into a point where the coaches are going to have to reevaluate where they want to play him.
And, Joe, real quick, we had Kevin on earlier in the week, Stallings, and I think he's kind of looking forward to this weekend of sort of getting the kids back into practice and really sort of cleaning up what he doesn't like or, what you know, just some of the things that he's seen that he feels needs improvement.
And there's no question, Martin, and he's working around exam schedules this week, but he was even talking after our game the other night about how much he was looking forward to practice time, that they had to get some time together. He felt like they made a nice step in the right direction in the win over Alabama A&M, a team that they, you know, should be able to perform well against, and they did. He's hoping they picked up some confidence and they can get a couple of good days of practice before a good South Florida team comes in for a game at the Somme Center on Tuesday night.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. Have a good weekend.
Go buy those bowl tickets.
Sounds like they're going pretty well.
They are. They're moving well. And I wanted to remind everybody real quickly, if you want to be sure you're sitting in that allotted Vanderbilt section, you buy the tickets through Vanderbilt, VUCommodores.com or 322-GOLD. You can certainly buy them through Ticketmaster as well, but the Vanderbilt allotment is sold through the ticket office at Vanderbilt.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Okay, guys.